long. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? You been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? I was scratching at my door, Lord, Lord, I can hear that lonesome wind moan. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? Somebody said they thought they saw you running down in Reno with a big old man from San Antonio. Well, they tell me I'm a fool to fight for you, but what do they know? Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? You been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? Scratching at my door, Lord, Lord, I can hear that lonesome wind moan. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? Well, get stoned and let the past paint pictures in my head and kill a fifth of thunderbird and try to write a sad, sad song. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? You been gone so long now. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? I was scratching at my door, Lord, Lord, and I can hear that lonesome wind moan. Tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long? Yeah, tell me, baby, now why you been gone so long?
Yes.
We're going to feature our resident Dobroist. I believe that's how you pronounce the word.
What's the plural of Dobro?
Debris.
Sorry.
Yes, Mike Aldrich over there. One of the only endorsees of Niagara's Braced Arch.
Poster child, actually.
Actually, yeah, the other one is on stage with us now. It's Tony. We have little mini cans of Niagara spray starch back at the record table. We'll be passing out. They're just for socks.
Tony endorses a dry cleaner.
I guess I didn't really introduce everybody. I should do that real quick. From Rhode Island, hailing from now Fairfax, Virginia, on the mandolin, Mr. Jimmy Goudreau. And North Carolina native, played with Doc Watson for at least 50, 55 years, perhaps. Very creative man, the tallest member of Chesapeake these days. Should have worn your reading glasses before you chose those shoes. That's okay.
It's a long way down there, you know.
It is.
They are blue suede, though.
The inimitable, why would one try? Mr. T. Michael Coleman. And it's not very often that you get to play with a musician who is not only clean in his clothes, but clean in his picking. He is a living legend, his legendship, Mr. Mike Aldrich.
land from an area where the state fish is a hypodermic needle, Long Island. From the great, it's also a great acoustic mecca, great groups like, great bluegrass groups like Foghat. Originate from there.
The Good Rats.
The only reason we started playing with this guy is because he told us that he sang with the Opry. Little did we know it was the Metropolitan Opry. Mr. Mundy Klein.
Howdy. And of course, we already introduced him, but you know, why would you pass up the chance to do it again? Mr. Tony Rice. I gotta relate a little. There's just one little story I have to relate. There's a point in your life when you know that you've just sort of reached a different level, and that was when he gave me a nickname. He calls Coleman T. Michael Coltrane. He calls him Johnny Dogrow. And then he said that my name was Klein Moody. But he calls him Mr. Aldridge.
Look at him. They're dressed.
We're going to feature Mike now on his tune and take a short break and maybe come out to the record table and shake a howdy and take a break. I guess that's what we're doing.
Yeah.
This is called The House of the Rising Sun.